For the school pickup. Awesome. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Right now, we're catching up with Paul Kilderry, the Hotman Cup tournament director, with some pretty awesome news. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
Big day, the unveiling of who's playing in the Hotman Cup, the hottest ticket in West Australian sports calendar, and two of the biggest tickets in tennis are going to be, what, up against each other?
Yeah, pretty amazing. We're pretty thrilled to have both Roger Federer and Serena Williams coming to the must-cap Hotman Cup in January. So, and they're going to be playing each other on January 1st, so never happened before, and we're pretty excited.
Yeah.
How long are they going to be staying, Paul? Enough time to go to Rottnest, get another quokka selfie, maybe take in a few other things or what?
I'm sure Roger will come in early. He's going to come in a little bit early, so I'm sure we'll have something fun and for him and his family to do. And I know he's keen to, he loved the quokka selfie last year, so he's keen to do something else. And Serena's going to arrive a little bit later, so I'm not sure her plans yet. But yeah, I mean, last year the quokka selfie was amazing and the exposure it got. And normally, you know, in previous years, we hadn't had many players heading over to Rottnest, but this year, once Roger had been there, every single player was making the trip, so it was pretty fun to watch.
So obviously, USA and Switzerland are coming for the Hotman Cup. What are our other teams?
Well, we've got a great Aussie team of Ash Barty, who's Australia's highest-ranked tennis player, and Matt Ebden, a local boy. So it's great to have Matt, who's having his best year ever. And the German team are both terrific players. We've got Angelique Kerber, who's number three in the world and three-time Grand Slam champion, and her partner's young Sasha Zverev, who's number five in the world. So they're the number one seeds and on paper the team to beat, but they're hard to pick a winner. There's a lot of great teams.
Paul, you mentioned like keen to do something else when you're talking about, you know, the big stars being here for a little while, particularly Roger. How does that come about? Do you guys compile a list of suggestions for him and his management team? Do you put in a few phone calls around town? Do you take submissions of, hey, why don't you get Roger over to our joint? We'll show him a good time. How does that come together?
Well, Roger's a little different from most of the players. You know, he's sort of obviously a lot more high profile. So we work with Tourism WA and we'll go at him with a number of options. Most of the players, when they arrive, we give them a list of options. Maybe you want to go surfing or anything you've ever wanted to do. You know, last year we had Coco Vandeweghe go parachuting with a coach, Pat Cash, or we had, you know, there's always koalas being brought out from somewhere, or cuddly kangaroo. It's hard to come up with always new ideas, but with Roger, we certainly go to another, and you know, we went to new lengths last year and invite the media along and really try to show off the great parts of Perth or WA.
I think it's testament to what a great tournament it is that so many big names want to see in the new year in Perth.
Yeah.
And there's still a big, it must be, it can't be too big a party that's put on because they play the next day.
Yeah, well, depends who you ask. I normally, I don't have much hair left, but what I do, I try to let it down a bit. But, you know, you got to get into the spirit and make sure the players are having a good time. And,
oh, it's your job, Paul.
Yeah, it is a good night, though. yeah, a lot of planning goes into that as well. And a couple of years ago, most of the players were there till sort of one in the morning, even Roger and people that came along to the ball.
Impressive. That night,
found themselves dancing with Roger Federer, you know, midnight. So it's a... You never know what you're going to get, but some years it's pretty special.
Unreal. Cool. And just finally, really quickly, obviously the television rights are a little bit different this year. Flicking channels. Is that going to affect anything with the Hotman Cup? Are we going to see it on the TV? How's that going to work?
Yeah, definitely see it on Channel 9 and still working through exactly where we'll be, but we're really excited by the partnership and so are they. So there's a lot of energy and, you know, announcements like today certainly don't. It's good for everyone, so we're looking forward to that. And ticket packages went on sale today, and individual session packages, sales go on sale Friday. So better get in early, especially
if you
want to get to that New Year's Day session, which I think will sell out pretty quick.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Thank
on you,
Paul.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Not a problem. Paul Kilderry there, ahead of the Hopman Cup. He's the tournament director. And yes, big news today. Serena Williams and Roger Federer will be in Perth for it.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
As we've mentioned, we've been putting people into their posies this week to cook off against each other. Three people in our 10K cook-off. It's going to be amazing. It's going to happen tomorrow. You'll hear all of the everything sort of come down to who wins and all of that during the show tomorrow as well. We're going to catch up with Rob Broadfield now, who's actually going to be there as one of our three judges. Hello, mate.
G'day. How you
Hello,
going?
Hello, Rob. Are you ready to get some pork on your fork?
Yes, exactly. And tell some porkies.
Tell some porkies. Oh, it's going to be marvellous.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Really looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, let's talk pork. Okay.
Oh, yes.
There's one thing in particular that I think I need to know from you, and that is, if I had to whip up something nice and quick with a pork dish, okay, what's the one ingredient that is a must-have, aside from the pork, of course?
Of course, well, what goes super well with pork is lemon zest.
Oh, lemon zest.
Yeah.
All right.
And of course, if you're doing the traditional roast, any kind of fruit, but specifically pear or apple.
Yes.
But I had a pasta last night, guys.
I bet you did.
I went to a little restaurant called La Lola in Netherlands.
La Lola.
La Lola. The special of the night was this pork cheek braised in milk.
Oh, God.
Tossed with penne, with lemon zest, and a little bit of ricotta and some fresh herbs. I got to tell you, I nearly wet myself.
Melt in your mouth stuff, that sounds like.
Genius. Absolutely genius. Yes, so there you go.
Rob.
Their little cheeks.
Love a pork sausage. Who in town does the best one, do you reckon?
Okay, well, I reckon, because I'm not one of those sort of organic types necessarily, but I think the less chemicals in your sausages are the better, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
So my go-to is a pork and fennel sausage at the Boatshed Butcher in Cottesloe. It's so good, in fact, that I actually bought them, taken the casings off, made meatballs for Polpette.
Oh,
mate. The only one I made them myself.
Oh, now, there's a little tip in itself.
Yeah.
A sausage is not a sausage alone.
Yeah.
It can be a meatball.
No. Mm. Exactly. Exactly. That to me is the best sausage that I've certainly eaten in Perth. And I like the fact that I think it's completely nitrite-free, so... You know, it's just a damn good sausage too.
Well, tomorrow you're going to join us at the Taste Buds Cooking Studio to be the lead judge on our great piggy cook-off. $10,000 on the line. Our contestants should be thinking of, to our cooks that they should be thinking of as they go to bed tonight, as to how to impress a judge on judging day?
Yes, bribery.
Bribery.
I think, like, every good chef has one secret, and that is don't muck around with it too much. That's the secret to great food. All the great dishes that you guys have eaten in restaurants over the years, I guarantee you the best ones are the ones where the chef didn't muck around with it too much.
Yep.
And that really is the secret.
Yep.
Well, what is that? What's that thing that you see on the pork commercials? Is it 6622 or 644, something like that?
That's when cooking a pork steak.
Yeah, when you got a pork steak, you're literally in there for 6 minutes, flip it and leave it there for a couple and then off and let it rest for a couple.
Yes.
It's
just, that's right. 622,
I think. Back and forward is too much. All right, Rob. Well, looking forward to tomorrow. We will see you there. Looking forward to trying some pork.
Can't wait.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
What got loose? 89 cows got loose on the Atlanta Interstate.
Semi-trailer rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
Cows everywhere.
They got them back.
They did.
It's all good.
Yeah.
But we're going to Ray in Waikiki. What got loose, mate?
G'day, guys. It wasn't what I lost. It's what my father found. So somebody lost a horse, and he managed to bring it home. This is when I was about 13.
Yeah.
And
how exciting.
I know.
Dad brought a horse home.
I know. Finally, I had my horse that I always wanted.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, kept it over the weekend. The owner came around, and he was telling Dad, oh, he's a trotter, which piqued my dad's interest. If it's got a heartbeat and a number on it, he'll bet on it.
Yes.
Anyway, guy took the horse. He let us know the horse's name was Frosty Imp. About a month later, if you know your trotting and your pacing, it won the Miracle Mile, which is the equivalent of Melbourne Cup in the trotting world.
No. Wow. That is insane.
I know. I was dirty for a month. I sulked for a month because I had to let that horse go.
Yeah.
Far out, mate. And did the...
You looked after it for a weekend. You could feel a little bit of pride.
Yeah. But if you knew that, like, did your dad take a punt on it? Did?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That is...
And he still lost. But anyway.
No.
Good on you, mate. That's a hell of a story. This one, I don't know about. Chris in Averley. How does this one get loose?
I'm not sure. I just happened to get out of his... first of all, it was my daughter's crazy crap about 10 years ago. Got out of his enclosure, disappeared for about 2 weeks, had his own little holiday, and decided to come back and say hello again.
I'm not surprised at that at all. Those crazy crabs could move.
Yeah.
Could not find it. It just disappeared.
Oh.
And did it come back in something bigger? Like, you know how crazy crabs, you have to move them, otherwise they die, because they move out of smaller shells into big... Did it come back in a bottle cap or something? Or how'd that
work? It was still in the same size shell. I probably did go caravan shopping on those adventures, but yeah, come back in the same shell.
Thanks, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Renee
in Atwell, tell us about this one. What got loose?
So I am a property manager, and I have a tenant who was doing her university thesis on reptiles, specialising in geckos. That was never a problem. But she also had a snake, a really big snake. And I went to do an inspection one day, and I'd been 3/4 of the way through the house to go into the kitchen to find a note on the bench saying, "Hi, Stanley," which was her snake's name.
Yes.
"Stanley's got out. I hope that's not an issue." Now, Lisa, you'll appreciate this. I ran like chocolate was on sale at Woolies.
Yes.
I was out that front door so fast that I don't think my feet even touched the ground. I left my keys. I left everything inside. And I rang her and I said, no, you need to come home and get all my stuff out. I'm not going back. And she did. The Stanley came back. She put it in its enclosure. But every time I went back after that, she had to ring me the day before I went to say, "It's okay to come now. He's all good."
Oh, so she passed her rent inspection.
She did. Yeah. She passed, regardless of the fact she had a whapping big snake, she did pass her inspection.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.